With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing sorrow over the deaths of six hostages, saying the killings prove Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal.
Netanyahu said Sunday that he was heartbroken to hear the news of the hostages' deaths. He accused Hamas of killing them in cold blood and said Israel would hold the group accountable. He also accused the group of scuttling ongoing ceasefire efforts. Netanyahu said whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. Critics in Israel have accused Netanyahu of dragging his feet in ceasefire talks, a charge he denies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Donald Trump's campaign out with a statement from the Gold Star families who invited him to Arlington National Cemetery. They're defending the Republican presidential nominee, insisting that Vice President Kamala Harris is the candidate who is politicizing fallen U.S. service members. Also at SRNnews.com, investigation continues into that bus accident in Mississippi. Seven people were killed, dozens hurt.
The NTSB says the crash was caused by tire failure. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace spoke with WLBT-TV.
It's terrible. Anytime you have anybody injured or killed, it's a horrible accident. But when you have multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, it just compounds the tragedy.
The coroner said the siblings were identified by their mother. Mississippi Highway Patrol says the bus was traveling west when it left the highway near Bovina in Warren County and flipped over. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Julie Walker.
And members of the Abilene Christian University football team injured after a team bus crashed last night in Lubbock, Texas. One player, two coaches, and the driver taken to a nearby hospital. The team was returning to Abilene after a game in Lubbock against Texas Tech. This is SRN News. Well, Trump and Harris voters far apart on cultural issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court rejecting Tennessee's attempt to collect millions in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services decision to disqualify the state for receiving the money through Title X. This is SRN News. Political observer Ben Domenech says it's a very clear victory for Donald Trump when ABC decided to stick with its original rules and keep the mics muted when candidates are not speaking in the upcoming Trump-Harris debate next month.
She wanted the mics unmuted because she wants to kind of trap Trump into beating himself up and making stupid comments. But the deal with ABC was to have the mics muted, and we saw how good it was that last time around that sort of played to his best interest.
Actually, that debate coming up this month, he adds it's overall good news for Mr. Trump, saying the same policy in the earlier debate with Biden played to Trump's best interest. ABC will host the Trump-Harris debate on September the 10th, Domenech was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.